It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, the outgoing artistic director of American Players Theater looks back on his 23 years at the helm of what's been called the best classical theater company in America.
But first, early voting begins today in Wisconsin. It means you have until next Thursday, October 30th at 5 o'clock if you want to cast your vote in the November elections ahead of time.
With recent court decisions over certain elections laws like voter ID making waves, the rules surrounding early elections might be a little confusing.
Here to help us understand the rules of the road to ensure our votes are counted is Kevin Kennedy. He's the director and general counsel for the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Can I start by correcting you right away?
Please do.
Friday on Halloween, October 31st, is the last day that in-person or early voting will be permitted.
Well, I was confused because I assumed anybody voting on Friday would be in costume.
Well,
sorry, I did have that wrong.
Still count.
Okay. Well, now, give us the basics. How does early voting work?
Basically, early voting, and it's really just a form of absentee voting, is you go to your municipal clerk's office. You fill out a short form saying, I want to vote absentee. You get a ballot. You mark it. It gets sealed in an envelope that you sign, and the election official at the early voting site signs, and it's then delivered it to the polling place on election day and processed just like any other absentee ballot.
Okay, so that's we can do that one stop at the office. We can also still absentee vote by mail. Is that right?
That's right. Now, that's where your Thursday deadline comes in. If you want an absentee ballot mailed to you, and you could have been asking this for weeks now, the last day to ask to have that mailed to you is Thursday, October 30th.
Now, how many places are there where we can vote in person? What kind of places can we go to do this with the early voting?
Well, there's really only one place in each municipality. So there's 1,852 places, but in Madison and Milwaukee, that's one place. The city clerk's office in Madison, and there's an alternate site in Milwaukee at the Zeidler Center right next door to City Hall. But each municipality has one place where it can be done. Our law doesn't allow multiple places. So there are long lines in our larger cities as a result of that. Milwaukee is always busy. I often vote early in Madison because I'm a little busy on election day. So I stand in line. I probably will go do that next week sometime.
Now, wherever we are in the state, is there an easy way to find out where to go to place that early vote?
There is, probably, and it's a good thing to go to for anything election-related, and that is you go to a website that we put together called myvote.wi.gov, and you type in your name, your date of birth. It will tell you what municipality you're in, and you can get the clerk's address. You can also find out, am I registered to vote, so that you're prepared. And you can look at the candidates that are going to be on the ballot, the names of the candidates and referendum questions that will be on the ballot for your election. So it's a nice one-stop place to get a lot of information. And it's not unusual that people, if they're living in a suburban area, they're not quite sure what their municipality is. Their mailing address might be Milwaukee or Appleton, but they might live in one of the adjoining municipalities.
Now, to be very clear, do we need an ID to get a ballot for early voting?
You do not need an ID to get a ballot. If you're not registered, you will have to provide proof of residence and fill out a registration form. That often, the best piece of proof of residence is usually your driver's license if it's current and it has your name and address on it. But you can also use utility bills or property tax statements or rental agreements for that. But that's only if you're not registered or if you're registered at a different address and you need to update your registration.
And the same thing is true, right, if we actually want to vote on election day but haven't registered?
That's correct. Wisconsin is very good about making sure that you're not closed out 20 days before the election or 30 days before the election. We allow you to update your registration or register for the first time either in the clerk's office or at the polling place after we close our regular registration.
Now, you mentioned the deadline for early voting, the end of this month. Can we vote on weekends this year?
No. This is one of the changes. The early voting in the clerk's office is limited to weekdays, and the hours are between 8 in the morning and 7 at night. But a lot of our smaller municipalities may not be open those full set of hours. They may be open because it's a part-time clerk, or they might even be open by appointment. But you can't vote before 8 or after 7 unless you're standing in line at 7 o'clock, and you can't vote on weekends.
Now let's go to some election day voting. I know you just put out a press release today, and one of the bullet points is why we might consider waiting until election day, not voting early. Why is that?
Well, other than when the polls open or about the time everybody's getting off work, election day can be a pretty easy visit. If you show up, you know, say after 9 o'clock in the morning, before 4 in the afternoon, it's not unusual that there's no waiting at all for voting. And if you make arrangements with your employer, you can get time off of work, not guaranteed to be paid, to provide for that convenience. I mean, our early voting process, our absentee vote by mail, and the idea that the polls are open for 13 hours on election day is to provide people with the opportunity to vote.
Now, a point of curiosity, if I do early voting or an absentee vote, how do you then make sure that I don't vote again on election day?
Well, we have a statewide voter registration system where we track whether or not people have voted or cast their ballot. And the municipal clerks mark the poll lists that are used at the polls on election day as whether or not the person has applied for and cast an absentee ballot.
Now, talking about election day preparation on your side of things now, not so much from the voter perspective, with the off-again, on-again, off-again voter ID law, have you had to switch gears since the last time I talked to you and change things for local elections offices now that voter ID is not required?
Yes, we have. No question about it. We've been going forward, going backwards, going forward, going backwards. You know, a lot of it was really trying to make sure that we were eliminating any references to an ID requirement because it gets confusing. We even had a clerk call us the other day, and when we went to call her back, her voicemail said, don't forget to bring an ID to the polls. She had cleaned up her website, but not that. But we had to redo a lot of the materials that we give for training to the poll workers to take out references to ID. For example, people who are unable to enter the polling place because of a disability can have the ballot brought to them in their vehicle. And, you know, before that we had a step in there about ID. We had to make sure we took that out of the instructions.
And there was a question about people who had already gotten absentee ballots before voter ID was reinstated and trying to catch up with what had to happen there. Are those still somehow in limbo now that voter ID is back off?
They're not in limbo. We tried to make sure that they didn't think that it was a wasted effort. We directed the clerks to make sure they sent a letter to the people who had already received an absentee ballot, letting them know that even though we told you that ID was required and your ballot may not be counted, ID is no longer required, and if your ballot is returned, it will be counted with or without ID.
And Kevin can give us another plug for the website where people can go for all that election day, pre-election day info you mentioned earlier.
Myvote.wi.gov.
All right, Kevin, thanks as always for joining us.
You're welcome, Rob.
That's Kevin Kennedy. He's director and general counsel of the Government Accountability Board.